We give him the glory, we give him the praise, and we give him the permission to continue to reign in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's take our seats in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to welcome you again to Zion State Fellowship, the campus outreach arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson. Mr. Luby Johnson, let's give a cup offering unto the Lord. Thanking God for our parents in the house. We bless them indeed out of Zion. And we say it is well with them. They are seed, both spiritual and physical in Jesus' name. They will see the travail of their souls. They will be satisfied. They will know that they have not run or labored in vain. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to welcome the person sitting beside you or a few meters away from you. Say you are welcome in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is going to reign from on high in our meeting, in our gathering, and in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. As we go into the time of sharing and also a time of interaction, we're going to go into a time of interaction today because next week is Good Friday, you know. And let's see what God will do, you know. But in preparation towards that, we have decided that today we'll make it a kind of sharing and also a kind of interaction based on what we have learned and what we are learning. So, Father, let's just bow our heads as we pray. Father, we just thank you. Thank you because you're already reigning in our midst, reigning in our gathering, showing forth that reigning power, that reigning and ruling ability in our midst, the privilege to experience and witness that. Even in our lives, so that we will not leave this place in the way we have come in. Lord, that rain from on high that will cause us to experience transformation, healing, and health. It will help us to experience deliverance. It will help us to increase in humility and wisdom, Lord, in character, in the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, that will cause us to experience your presence from on high. That will cause us to experience righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, so that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you so much again, because even as we go into your word, you will reign through your word. Lord, you will reign in our hearts through your word. You will reign in our wills, in our minds, in our emotions, in our physical body through your word. Lord, you will do, O Lord, that which you have wanted and desired to do. O Lord God, you've desired to do even in this gathering in the name of Jesus, that your word will come forth in power, in accuracy, in simplicity, and the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit. You grant us humility, wisdom. You help us to speak with the anointing upon the fathers of the house. You help us to hear with the same anointing, the same degree of anointing. And above all, you grant us grace with the same degree of anointing to be doers of the work and not hearers only in the name of Jesus. That the word, O Lord God, will cut deep into our hearts. It will bring conviction. It will bring revelation. It will break yokes. It will heal infirmities. Strengthen us in any weak area. Cause divine provision in the name of Jesus. Above all, make us more like Jesus. Lord, changing our taste buds. Lord, causing us to love righteousness, to hate sin and wickedness with a passion. So we also be partakers of this Spirit without measure that you are about to pour afresh upon all flesh. Father, we worship you. Thank you again because you will help us to move forward, to progress. Lord God, to advance in the things of the Spirit, things of the kingdom, to grow, to become more like him, to fulfill more of our prophetic destiny hidden in your written word in Jesus. And we banish and break every yoke of infirmity, of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of distraction by what name you are called. We destroy your works. We resist, we bind you, we loose the angels to minister for us, to experience the reign from on high of our Father as we cooperate with him, giving him the permission to reign, Lord, fully in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. And so, earlier in the month, of course, we started with seeking God early, right? Are we together? So, in the course of that, today I want to zero in on seeking God daily. You know, I think I was sharing with Prof when we ended last week about the importance of this topic that God laid upon his heart about seeking God early. And when we talked about the early, talking about early, we meant early in the years of our lives. Like Samuel, God got to know God at the age of 7, began to seek God early. Jesus at the age of 12. Are we together? Timothy was talked about. And many of us also here have the privilege of hearing and knowing about God in our young age, you know, in our teens, in our early 20s, you know. And so seeking God early, we've been seeing the beauty and the importance of seeking God early. So we talk about early in the years of our lives. The Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of thy youth, you know, in the days of your youth. You remember to seek the Creator in the days of your youth. And then we also talked about seeking God daily, you know. So the early we are talking about is not just, is primarily the early in the years of our lives. And that's what we're going to be talking about these things today. Early in the day. Are we together? The Bible says, day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth forth knowledge. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, you don't have to start thinking of 10 years, 20 years. There's a place for that, of planning. But, you know, there's a place also of daily rest. Are we together? There's a place of daily. You know, even Jesus, the Lord just talked about, he said, don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today. We're going to go through that. Focus on today. Sufficient is the evil for each day. Are we together? So he talked about, you know, fixing and dealing with the issues of each day. And then we also talk about early in every situation. But today I want to zero in on early in the day. Very important. It's a foundational truth and principle that you must get. And the reason why we are doing this is so that we can experience victory throughout the day. We can experience daily spiritual victory. We can experience victory in the different circumstances and situations of our lives. Are we together? And so, that's why the Bible says, give me Hosea, let's start with that, Hosea 10:12-13. I'm going to share a few minutes and then I'm going to give us the time to also discuss, you know, because we need to trash this thing. We need to trash it out. So, as you know, wherever we are having challenges, we must deal with it. I mean, if you cannot solve the issue of a daily rest, then how are you going to talk about weeks? How are you going to talk about months? How are you talking about years? Because it's cumulative. It's just like when you're in university. It's not just the end of semester exam that they use to promote you or for you to graduate. It's a cumulative assessment, do you understand, of weeks of tests, of assignments, you know, of projects, you know, in the course of the semester, before you now have the icing on the cake and end it with an exam for the semester. Are we together? So before looking at the end of semester exam, why don't you talk about the daily homework, the daily assignments, and then which moves into the weekly and the, you know, monthly. So when I can subdue and I can capture, you know, I can deal with and dominate and know the wisdom, the way around a daily exercise and daily victory, then you'll have the confidence to talk about weekly and monthly and even yearly. Do we understand? Are we together? And so in Hosea 10:12-13, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. It's because it's talking about that there are principles that we are going to have to apply to experience daily victories. How many want to experience daily victories here? You certainly want to capture your day. How many want to know how to capture their day and be in control and domination for that day? I'm not saying that challenges are not going to come. I'm not here to lie to you that you'll never have challenges. But what I'm trying to say is that you will know how to go about it. You know what victory is. You'll not be afraid. You know that even when there's a challenge or there's a hurdle, you know how to scale it. Are we together? You know that even if there's a challenge that seems to want to put you down, you can still get up. I know that there is hope for that day. Are we together? Even the Bible says, while it is called today, there is something about today and each day that we should focus on. It says, today is the day of salvation. There is something about today. Are we together? That you must learn how to dominate, how to capture, how to be victorious in. So that when tomorrow comes, you can experience the same. Are we together? You know, there's a man that came to my mind. We've been talking about, Pastor has been teaching us about characters in the Bible, you know, talking about the testimonies of God that are sure. And these are the testimonies of these fellows in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament that we're going to be talking about. He talked about Enoch. You know something about Enoch? The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. When Enoch was 65 years, then he began to walk with God. There's a small revelation there because it was when he gave birth to Methuselah that he began to walk with God. And when you know that what Methuselah means that the day the guy dies, judgments, and there's going to be a flood. You yourself, you're a father of Methuselah, you know that, oh boy, let me just tread softly and walk in the fear of God. And make sure nothing happens to that child. So if you are too quick to say, oh, Methuselah lived long. Methuselah represented the long suffering of God with man. Don't say, ah, he just lived, sha. You know, people just preach that kind of thing without that deep revelation of the character of God. That if Methuselah died at 300, the flood would have broken out at the year or the moment around the season that he died. So God being in long suffering with man, he just kept making that guy live, kept giving him life so that men can repent. But that's what we're talking about today. And so look at what's his name? Enoch. Enoch walked with God, the Bible says, 365 years. And I look at it and I want to bring it back to my life and your life. How many days make a year? Let's say 365. Thank you. Enoch walked with God 365 years. But I want to ask you, can you and I walk with God? Can we boastfully, can we, by his mercy and grace, say that we have walked and we can walk with God 365 days in a year? I hear somebody say mercy. You know, we're still battling. And that's why when you hear read those scriptures, in as much as it might just be one sentence, you begin to respect men. The guy walked with God 365 years and God took him. He was not. Now, let's bring it back to our own daily affair. Can we walk with God 365 days in a year and transcend, and God lifts us up into another realm? Now, I'm not saying that he raptures us, but I'm just showing you that you move from glory to glory. You move from victory to victory. You move from faith to faith. You move from righteousness to righteousness. You move from one degree of wisdom to another degree of wisdom. Look, let me show you something. Give me Numbers 14:34. You might be wondering, sir, can you exchange a year for a day? A day for a year? I'm trying to challenge us. So we'll know that this seeking God early in the day is very important for us to experience daily victory. God wants us to experience daily victory. Some of us are used to daily defeats. God wants you to know that he wants you to have daily victory. He wants you to walk in the Spirit, walk in love, walk in faith, 365 days in a year. Walk in victory every day of your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, look at this. I'll just quickly read it. It was when I was much younger, reading one of Pastor's books. And then this scripture has stuck with me. It says, after the number of days in which you searched the land, even 40 days. Now, understand this. These guys came out of Egypt. When the Israelites came out of Egypt, they were passing through the wilderness. And Moses sent how many people to search the land? 12. Do you understand? Now, they were in that land for 40 days. Are you with me? They searched the land even 40 days. But because only two people brought back good reports. You will always bring back good reports in Jesus' name. A report of faith. A report of love. A report of victory. Because two people brought back two. They allowed the majority to carry the vote, which was not of God. So the judgment that came upon them was that they were going to be in the wilderness for 40 years. And why? He says, each day for a year, and ye shall bear your iniquities, even 40 years, you shall know my breach of promise. Each day for a year, each day for a year, each year for a day. The point I'm trying to make is, challenge yourself. That like Enoch walked with God 365 years. We are saying a day for a year for a day. You can turn it around to be a blessing. For these guys, it was judgment and a curse. Do you understand? 40 days they were in that beautiful land so that they could bring back good report of where God was taking them. You see, God doesn't just want you to be born again. God wants you to grow. He wants you to pass through the wilderness. He wants you to enter into the promised land of victory, of becoming like Jesus, of fulfilling your destiny, of knowing what God has said about you in the Bible, and begin to eat it and drink it and enjoy it and walk in it and manifest the glory of God. The Bible says, I will live, I will not die. I will live to declare the glory of God in the land of living. These ones died in the wilderness. Each day that they were supposed to have brought back, each day in that good land that they were supposed to have brought back as good reports, that they said, oh, we can never enjoy it. It's not possible. We can never be like Jesus. This sin is going to keep dominating us. I can never rise. God forbid. The Bible has said something, but they were saying the direct opposite because of what their eyes saw. We are not denying the facts and the challenges, but there is a greater one that is within us. And apart from that, there is a greater word that God has said. God is greater than everything. He said that he doesn't know, but he has said it. Because his word can change it, and his word will change it. And he sees the end from the beginning from the end. It's not just in songs that we are singing this thing, but even concerning our challenges, we can say that God knows the end from the beginning from the end. Are you listening to me? Irrespective of our challenges. Now, the point I'm trying to make is this. Like for Enoch, 365 years, you too should be able to say by his mercy and grace, that was Old Testament, you too should be able to say that I can enjoy God, I can walk in the Spirit, I can walk in love, I will walk in the Spirit, I will walk by faith, I will walk in victory. 365 days in a year, a day for a year for a day. I didn't hear you praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is what God wants. Why are we emphasizing? Why am I emphasizing? And God has laid it in my heart. And I'm going to talk about some people. About this daily rest and daily victory. Give me Matthew 6:34. Says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the what? Evil thereof. There is an evil for each day that God wants you to overcome and have victory for. He is greater than evil. God is greater than the devil. Do you understand? He's the maker of all things, including the devil. And so, for each day that you wake up, and even before you wake up, God wants you to know how to walk in the victory over the devil for that day. To experience daily victory and daily rest. The reason why I keep talking about rest is because, if you remember in the book of Genesis, before things were formed, there was chaos. God says there was darkness, the whole earth. So you can think of day, tomorrow, you can't see tomorrow. You don't know how tomorrow is. Do you understand? But you know what happened? The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord hovered upon the surface of the waters. It's just like a hen brooding over its eggs until it hatches. And so God also wants you to pray in the Spirit. We're going to come to that. The things I need to do over each day, in each day. And then after God had, after the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit had moved upon the surface of water, the Bible says God spoke. There's a place of prayer and intercession for each day. And then where you can speak the word of God, like to come to effect. When the Holy Spirit had moved upon the surface of the water, the Bible says that, and God said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. God didn't just say, oh, there's darkness, there's water. Okay, light be. No. The Holy Spirit moved upon the surface of the waters. That's where praying in the Spirit. That's where you have to engage the person of the Holy Spirit in praying in the Spirit on a daily basis. And then you now speak the word of God into the air. You speak the word of God concerning different areas of your life, and there will be light. Because the word is what? Thy word is light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In him was life, and that life was the what? Light of men. There's a place of the Spirit, there's a place of the word. Are we together? Because for each day, sufficient is the evil thereof. Are we together? So that's what we're talking about early in each day. We're talking about the victory of each day. Now, I had a list of some people who walked in daily victory to show us the importance of daily, not just affirmations and confessions, but this daily thing, taking our days serious. Give me Daniel chapter 1. Daniel is one person that walked in daily victory. And while we are talking about Daniel 1, you know, I was talking about the creation. When the Holy Spirit had moved upon the surface of the waters and God spoke, for each day, God was creating, he was restoring, you know, he was refurbishing, he was recreating. Then on the seventh day, the Bible says God did what? God rested. Why did it say God rested on the seventh day? The reason why it says God rested on the seventh day is because every chaos, every satanic thing, every satanic chaos that God, that the devil had caused, you know, God had restored and God had finished recreation. Do you understand? And so the Bible says God rested. So also in our lives, God wants us to enter into a daily rest where any chaotic thing that the devil might have put, worry, anxiety, fear, failure, sickness, sin, you know, challenges. You know, as you pray for each day, God wants you to enter into a time of rest where the chaos has been subdued. Do you understand? Now, it takes growth. I know it takes a process. But let's quickly go to Daniel chapter 1, verse 10. I want to say something about taking your daily prayer life serious. Desiring and longing and enforcing to enjoy daily victory in your life. Because you see, it's the days that make the weeks. It's the weeks that make the months. It's the months that make the years. Everybody's talking about what I want to be in 5 years, what I want to be in 10 years. Thank God for that. But what are you doing on a daily basis? How are your days counting? And so he says, no, where it says, Daniel purposed in his heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. Yeah, so in verse 8, it says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the next that he might not defile himself. Go to verse 14. Go to verse 14. Now, so he consented to them. So Daniel spoke with that guy that, look, we don't want the king's meat. We don't want the king's wine. We want water and pulse. Are you together? Water and pulse, which is the life of God and the word of God. The Bible says it's better to be in a place of love where they are just taking vegetables than to be in a place where there's hatred and having fatted calf. What are we saying? Daniel concentrated more on prayer, the life of God, the word of God, love of God, do you understand, than on fatted calf and where there was hatred. The guy was not growing in the spirit. So he concentrated on development, spiritual development, and of course that affected his mental ability and physical development. So if you look at it, so he consented to them in this matter and proved them what? Proved them what? 10 years, 10 months, 10 days. There's something about days. So each day, Daniel and his friends took each day. They took it serious. They did the necessary things. They ate pulse and water. They took the life of God. They took the word of God. They prayed in the spirit, bringing it to New Testament ability. They walked in love. Like I told you, like Proverbs interprets that scripture about pulse and water. He said it's better to be in a house of love where there is vegetable and water than to be in a place where there is hatred and they are having meat and suya and fatted calf. There's nothing wrong with suya or asu. There's nothing wrong with those things. But I'll rather be doing the things that I need to do on a daily basis that will guarantee spiritual growth and mental development, like for Daniel, and physical health, than to be in a place where they are walking, the person is walking in envy, the person is walking in unbelief, the person is walking in laziness, the person is walking in sin, and is able to read the newspaper, go on the internet, spend all his time on social media without self-control. Unlike Daniel and the three Hebrew children, that used self-control to subdue each day. Now, give us where it says they were 10 times greater than their peers. Verse 17. Go on. And as for these four children, God gave them what? Knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding all visions and dreams. They were 10 times greater than their peers. In fact, the Bible says after 10 days when they were checked, they were what? Stronger, fatter in flesh than the other guys. Why? The word of God. They're living, of course, healthy habits. The word of God was transforming them, not just spiritually, but also mentally and physically. You can see. And in all matters, at the end of 10 days, when they were communed with by the king, they were found what? At least 10 times better than their peers. 10 times for 10 days. So you can imagine what happens in 15 days, 20 days, 30 days. When you continue those things. So God wants us to experience daily spiritual victory. Let's also talk about Joseph. Joseph. Just spend a few more minutes and then I'll give us that time to share. Because you see, when we interact, you're able to know people's challenges about why, you know, it's so difficult for me to harness the resources of each day and take authority and take charge in each day. And why it seems as if the day is swallowing when I'm supposed to be riding on the waves of each day and walking in victory. of each day. Each day for a year, each year for a day keeps coming to my mind about someone like Enoch that walked with God 365 years. And may I have 365 days? Can I also boast and brag that I can walk in the Spirit, I can walk in love, I can walk in the Word, I can walk in prayer, I can read my Bible daily, 365 days in a year, successfully? But that's all God wants me to do, because there is sufficient evil for each day. But he says, be of good cheer, I have what? Overcome the world. And so if you look at the next person I want to talk about is Joseph. Genesis 39:8. Let's go to Genesis 39:8. You see that this guy is a daily issue and a daily matter and daily challenge. And we're going to end with the Lord Jesus. So if you look at Joseph, go to the previous verse. Verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. So now, we've talked about, we've seen daily victories in Enoch and Daniel, you know, but it's also important to talk about the daily challenges, and we're talking about why we need to seek God early in the day, like Daniel, like Enoch. And so, we're also going to see the things that can, that do come against us in the course of the day, that if you don't seek God early, I cannot guarantee that you'll overcome those things in the course of the day. Of course, God in his mercies can help. But the Bible says, because of the hardness of their hearts, because of negligence and because of unbelief, they could not enter into the land. They could not enter into rest. Many of us are not entering into daily spiritual victory and rest that God wants us to enjoy. And you don't. We are, some of us are so used to the failure and the defeat of each day that we feel like, okay, well, God understands. No! God wants you to enter and eat the fullness of the land for each day. He wants you to enter and eat and enjoy rest and victory for each day. He has made you as his creation. He has made you as his workmanship to walk in the fullness of what he has for each day. So if there are some things we don't do in the early hours of the day, or to capture the hours, maybe 6 hours of each day, as you get to see, there are some things that are going to come against us. That's why he says sufficient is evil for each day. He's not saying sufficient is evil for each day because he wants us to be defeated. He's just telling us, he's just being very honest with us that we are living in enemy territory, and we have a guy that he wants to win for that day. It's like video game now. He wants to win for that day. But you also must want to win for that day. And so for Joseph, this is a typical example. It came to pass after this that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. This is real challenges, real temptations. And she said, lie with me. Now go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Hurry, please, because of time. But he refused, thank God for that, say praise the Lord, and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. Thank God for that. So, let's say one day, yes, he had that victory. Thank God for that. But look at this lady. No name. In computing, we call it a variable. That means it can be anything. It can be anybody's name. It can be any kind of challenge. It can be any type of temptation. But look at this. Oh, you don't confuse me. Yes, yeah, so because you are his wife, and it came to pass. So now look at this other phrase. And it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph what? Speak out now. As she spoke to Joseph what? Day by day. So you have this temptation and this woman, the devil, coming through this woman to Joseph day by day. To show you that you need daily spiritual victory. Day by day, dear Lord God, be these three things I pray. To see you more clearly, love you more dearly, follow you more nearly, day by day. Is a daily spiritual victory. You must take each day serious. You must take each day as a day, not as though it's the last day, but as though it's a day that you have to be victorious. Like yesterday, today, you must want to be more victorious in today than yesterday. You must be more victorious in tomorrow than today. Why? Because like for this woman, she spoke to Joseph day by day, seeking to weaken him, seeking to see whether she can get the victory in that day. That's the devil. It's not just the woman, it's Satan walking through the woman. And those challenges come day by day, and you must be ready for them. They are coming in the course of the day. I listen to me. And so, but look at Joseph. But he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. the wisdom and the power to do that was from early in the hours of the day. We will see the truth and the principle as we see the life of Jesus. And it came to pass about this time, Joseph went to tell so much and so forth. But the point I'm trying to make is that you can see from the enemy's part too, day by day. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a plan, they plan day by day. You too must plan day by day. Are we together? Excellent. Now, let's quickly end with the Lord Jesus. And then, of course, in the course of it, I'm sure as we interact, we'll cover some things. Mark 1:35. Oh, wait. Before we go to Mark 1:35, give me Hebrews 5:7. Hebrews 5:7. Something about days. So, you know tomorrow is Saturday. They've made it easy for us. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, day. But we don't wake up to that. Now, we should wake up to it. It's a daily thing. It's a daily victory that God wants us to enjoy. God wants us to walk in daily spiritual victory. He wants me to enjoy the fullness of what he has for each day. He wants me to grow each day. He wants me to know him each day. He wants me to see him more each day. He wants today to be better than yesterday, tomorrow to be better than today. He wants me so that by the end of the year or the end of the week or end of the month, I have moved forward, I have advanced, I have graduated, I have grown to become more like Jesus. And so, who in the what? Months. In the, speak out, in the what? Days of his flesh. When he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death or the sin or the temptation for that day, and was heard in that he what? Feared, though he were a son. Even though the Lord just was a son, he was a son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. What did he suffer? He suffered waking up early. He suffered self-denial. It's not easy, I know. But you have to suffer it, guys, to be able to enjoy the benefits and the victory of each hour, next 6 hours, and the whole day. The whole day, spiritually, Daniel, mentally, physically, from evil, accidents, incidents, sickness, ignorance, poverty, lack. You want things to work together for your good, for each day. You want today to be better than yesterday, tomorrow to be an advancement on today, in every area, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially. It's not just going to happen. It's not ripe cherries. It's just because we have an enemy. And so each daily rest comes by doing what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And so how did he do it practically? Mark 1:35. Let's read it together. And in the what? Hey, wake up. And in the what? Morning. Rising up. He rose up when he felt like. He rose up. The alarm rang. He snoozed it. He turned again. He rose up when he felt like. When the chicken does kukuru koo. He rose up when his roommates woke up. No, he rose up a great while before day. This is the thing that he suffered. It's not convenient for the body, but you need to do it. He went out, departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. And then you can see the kind of victory he walked in on each day. We are the body of Christ, brethren. And to enjoy and walk in daily rest for each day, you have to wake up a great while before day. And not only that, in the course of the day, you have to watch and pray. And that's why, you see, it is mentioned every 6 hours. Because the Bible talks about it. If you can get me that scripture, so I'll just round up with it. It says, you don't know when your master will come. He will come like a thief in the night. It says it can be in the morning. It can be in the noon. It can be in the evening. It can be in the midnight. 4 times. If you divide 24 by 4, what do you get? 6 hours. That means that every 6 hours you're supposed to watch and pray. You see, because there are these Delilah sins, there are these Potiphar's wife sins that come against us, and they come, and you have to be aware, you have to be ahead of the devil. You have to be ahead of the challenges. I'm not saying challenges won't come, but you need to be ahead of it. And the way you can be ahead of it is by praying for the next 6 hours, or whenever a challenge comes, the first thing you call upon is God, or you can call a friend to pray with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are sometimes all you need is mercy. You must have prayed ahead for the day. And in the course of the day, you begin to tap into the mercy that you've already released into the day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not everything you're going to carry with you. But in the course of the day, you can begin to tap into the mercy for each day. But if you've not prayed your daily spiritual victory in the morning, you won't even have the strength or the wisdom to tap into the needs of each hour or when the challenges come. Or you can't even, you might not even be strong. You might not even remember. But when you've prayed ahead, when the challenges come, the Spirit of God raises standard against him. There'll be a reminder. There'll be something. God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear because you have already put the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to effect early in the morning. That is the reason. It says, in the morning, okay, they didn't get it. But the point we're trying to make is that's Mark 13:35. Mark 13:35. It talks about, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the midnight. In Old Testament, it talked about when you sit down, when you wake up, when you sit down, when you walk on the road, when you sleep, 4 times. It's always mentioned. Why is God saying that? He's breaking it down for us to make it easy for us. Because a whole 24 hours might be too much for you. So he says every 6 hours or even every hour. My watch beeps every hour. When it beeps every hour, I just say, Lord, have mercy. I remember to pray. Sometimes it beeps every 6 hours. I was able to get a watch like that that can beep every 6 hours. And so when it vibrates, it can be very irritating because I can be in the middle of something I'm doing. But I just cool temper. I remember that, look, I'm praying for the next 6 hours. So it becomes a habit for you and for me. It's a training process. The body might not be used to it, but you see, these are the secrets of victory. It's easy to say God wants to have daily spiritual victory, but what are the practical things I need to do for daily spiritual victory? What are these practical steps and the practical things, there's no way to say it again, I need to do to experience victory for each day? These are the practical things. You need to go ahead. You need to pray ahead. You need to read the word ahead. You need to prepare ahead. And even in the midst of it, you need to continue to inquire of the Lord. The Bible says that David inquired of the Lord in the midst of the challenges. Shall I go or shall I not go? What do I do? You need to pray. Sometimes you need to call a fellow, a friend, a good friend, spiritual friend, for advice, for wisdom, or your pastor. You need advice. You need guidance. You need counsel. You need prayer. Pray together. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there you are. Then you begin to bring the word to reality and practice. It's not just by reading and shouting hallelujah. But when things come, well, do I do them? Do I practice them? These are the things that we need to do for daily spiritual victory. Okay, so I'm going to pause here. I'm going to pause here. And I'm going to allow us to contribute. Some of us have challenges. Some of us, God has helped us by his mercy and grace. Because it's all about the mercy and grace of God. It's not by spiritual strength or power, but my know-how. And so I want us to share in a few minutes, because I want enough people to talk. So one person will not take the whole time. You know, the challenges, or if you have questions, from what we've been learning from the beginning, early in your years, early in the day, because that's what you face on a daily basis. Let's not lie to ourselves. Early in circumstances and situations, you know, because challenges do come. Temptations come. Trials come. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we want to experience the victory that God has promised us. So contributions, questions, you know, things are the two major things. So let's go on, let's go on, let's go on. Let's maximize the time. We're on generator. So we need to maximize the time, you know, so we can be blessed as much as possible. Yeah, so I'm waiting. Nobody has challenged. Everybody's walking daily spiritual victory. Wow. How beautiful. That's a great thing. Oh, wonderful. No challenges, no contributions. Early in life, early in the day, early in trials. So when trials come, there's always an answer. Show me the way, guys. That's what I want to hear. Able to make it when challenges come, you know what to do. How did you get there? Please, I want to know. Share with me. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, license is a question or... Okay, I want to talk about my own self personally. Okay, so okay, early morning prayers. Sometimes I miss my prayers in the morning. And when I'm going to class, I try to make my confessions. I try to confess my sins. pray the Lord prayers on my way. But there is this thing now. I'm like, okay, maybe when I come back from class later in the night, I then have time to have my prayers, which I've missed. Okay, my question now is, is there anything wrong with it? One. And the next question is, how can I be better?
Excellent. Okay. That's a good question. So it leads me to something that we just taught recently. But before I share one thing we just taught recently, the first thing I want you to know is that never put yourself in a state of condemnation. All right? Never condemn yourself. I mean, you see, I have to balance this. I can say that, I know that God knows your heart. God is greater than your heart. You understand? And truly, he knows whether you really wanted to do it or you didn't want to do it. But he knows when you want to do it, you're going to grow. And you're going to have... That's what I'm saying about a righteous man falls 7 times, but he rises. You already have that mind of victory. Daniel purposed in his heart. It starts in the mind. Do you understand? So the first point of call, I want to first read the scripture, because when I was much younger, I had these tussles. They were beautiful, good days where I woke up to pray and it was just a wonderful day. There were days where I was just tired. I just snoozed the alarm like 4 or 5 times. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there was those days, and I know how I used to feel that, I missed that hour of prayer. I miss that early hour of prayer when I know that, see, the early hours of prayer, nobody's talking, nobody's disturbing you, no calls, even dad and mom, everybody's sleeping. Even you're the only awake with your God. So that's why the early hours of prayer are very strategic. You would observe that even the witches and wizards is in the midnight. You can see that everybody knows our strategic time when they know that people are asleep, where they can perform their evil dreams. How much more the children of God release life and light into the air concerning and configure the day way ahead, before the hustles and bustles, the horns, the traffic, and you have to rush out, this and that. Your mind is not in a state of know thy God, be still and know thy God. Do you understand? So, what did I used to encourage? What word did God give me that time? So, it says in Hebrews 4:1, says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds, the day is not over. And is offered today. Peradventure, I have just missed that hour of prayer. Now, I'm not saying that you should make it a habit. I'm not saying that you should love it and you should be lazy because you reap the fruit of it. But God, in his mercy, encouraged me with this scripture in Hebrews 4:1, Amplified Bible. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it. Don't say that I cannot make it. Because I didn't pray in the morning, I cannot make it again. This day, I can't even make it again. Lest anyone should think he has come too late and has come short of reaching it. So, if you still have those pockets of lateness, those days where you are not still able to make early hours of prayer, know that God in his mercy can cover for you. Because it's not habitual. It's not a habit. It's a different thing if I'm having that problem. We can talk about that too. We'll talk about that. That's what I'm going to end with. And so, with the one of before I sleep, can I pray? Yes. In fact, let me tell you, the secrets we have now been, the recent teachings have now showed us that we should even do it the night before. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's where it's, if you can give me that illustration of making room for Jesus, if you can just give me that illustration for making room for Jesus. You see, in Jewish calendar, and you have to learn these things, there are lots of things I'm learning about the Jews. Even when it comes to innovation, when it comes to creativity, productivity of business, when it comes to how they are so rich and wealthy, when it comes to how their businesses are making it. See, when you want to make it in life, stand upon the shoulders of giants. These guys have a covenant with God. And so, God will never break his covenant. And so one of the things that the Bible has told us about how they read their days is that the Bible says, and observe this, in the book of Genesis, when God does his creation, he says, the evening and the what? Morning were the what? I didn't hear you. The evening and the what? Morning were the what? First day. The evening and the morning were the what? Second day. The evening and the morning were the third day. To secure tomorrow, start this evening. And you see, they break their times, I think every 6 hours. That's how the Jews break their times. So between 6 and 12, to begin to capture tomorrow, pray about tomorrow. Find time to do those pockets of prayers. I don't know whether you can find that illustration. Yes. Pockets of prayer between 6 and 12. Do some of those things so that in the morning, you would have, I can tell you this and attest to you, you would have, when you do some of those things in the evening, you will have spiritual strength in the morning to be able to do the rest. But let me tell you something. If you eat eba in the night, I'm not saying you shouldn't eat eba, but I'm just telling you from experience. When you eat eba and you're well loaded and you don't do any spiritual performance just before you sleep, you are likely to have your spiritual senses dull when you want to wake up in the morning, from my own experience. Because you need spiritual power to, for even your digestion, everything that happens in the physical is by spiritual power. So I'll suggest that, like we have been instructed, this is just 10-15 minutes. Clean with the blood, with honesty. Worship. Sax brother, you can play sax to the Lord. Or you can sing in the spirit. You can sing a hymn before you sleep. You can make your love confession. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. All these things are in the app. It makes it easy if you can download the app. Nobody, you're going to start looking for what to do. Those things have been set in place. These are instructions given to the apostolic fathers, you know, and to the fathers in the house. So you know that the evening and the morning, before the next day comes, you're already securing your next day. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for you to get better, I'm trying to tell you, for you to get better for each day, for each morning, the evening before, you need to perform some things, some spiritual activities, which includes cleaning with the blood, life will flow, sing a hymn to the Father, sing in the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many hymns. Hymnal.org. You can find hymns there. You know, all kinds of Onward Christian Soldier, all kinds of hymns. There are all kinds of songs. You can sing the Spirit. And then pray for more fruits of the Spirit, confession of love, and patience and kind in all things. You see, by the time you say that, your sleep will be affected because you will not oversleep. So you're already preparing for the next class, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you know, and then you wake up. You see yourself waking up early in the morning. You might even wake up before time. You might see yourself waking up by 2 or 3. You can pray and go back to sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point I'm trying to make is you need to be going ahead of the devil. And where is the devil? He's in the air. And then he also has a fifth column. And he also has an accomplice in your physical body, the sin nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's why we need to go ahead of these things. You need to get more intelligent than them spiritually. So the evening before gives you supernatural strength to be able to wake up in the morning, early in the morning, to do any other spiritual activity you need to do. And peradventure, you even wake up late. Remember the scripture, Hebrews 4:1. Don't think and don't distrust the promise that you can still enter into the land. Don't think that you have come too late and you have come short of reaching it. That was a very good encouragement for me. So I never fell into condemnation, you know, but I always encouraged myself and I got better. I'm waiting.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just want to add, this is just contribution. I just want to say, serving God daily for 365 days is not an easy task.
I know.
So, firstly, because now I know our temptation will be there, challenges will be there, a lot of things, but we have to be determined. And after determined, and we need to build our feet in God, because there are sometimes when challenges comes, after facing the challenges, you'll be thinking about the solution on your own personally, but you not remember to pray. You don't let me do this, let me do that, and you seeking for God when challenges come, and you are thinking about solution. Okay, before even thinking about solution, you pray about it, and when you pray about it, you pray to God. And after then, you are, okay, let me just find solution. And you looking for solution. And you looking for solution personally, physically. That's not the solution. But through that prayer, God can show you some things that you can do it like this. And physically, the thing may not work. But you seeking God in the first place, that God. For example now, we about the situation in Nigeria, because we always believe that is our as our leaders, our this, but we don't work towards the solution by we praying to God. But this is not good. But we seeking God first, putting all our leaders in God's hands, because we can't do it alone. So my own conclusion is like, we should be determined number one, and we should build our faith.
Excellent.
Praise God.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thank you for that contribution. First and foremost, the reason why I gave you that high standard of 365 days, a day for a year for a day, is to challenge you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know, myself, by the mercy and grace of God, it's things like good morning Jesus that God has really used to help me. You understand? So the point is mercy and grace that will help us. Even your determination is strengthened by the mercy and the grace of God. When you are honest and you are humble enough to say, God, I know that in myself I can't do nothing. No, I can't do it. But I know that through you can strengthen my will. Like Daniel, purposed in his heart. You know, and purposed, he determined his heart that he will not eat the king's meat. So truly, you need mercy and grace. And then this thing again, I want you to know, is practice. Practice makes perfect, they say. But before you even practice, you must have a will. Where there is a will, there is a way. You must be willing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those that are willing and obedient eat the fruit of the land. So yes, it's going to take days and months and even years to retrain your senses to love and enjoy waking up early to pray or doing this evening one hours ahead. You know, or even remembering that in the situation when there's a challenge, you need to pray. Is even in those challenges and those times God will teach you things. You will master things. You know, you will learn things. The Bible says that before I was afflicted, I went astray. But in my affliction, I have sought you more. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. You know, I sought the Lord. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Trust in the mercy and grace of God. Don't condemn yourself. Keep rising up. Keep rising up. Pastor says that, Pastor Mommy says the alarm doesn't wake them up. 3 a.m. Blink. I used to think that, okay, me too. 3 a.m. blink. I thought I look at it. It's almost 5. Or past 4. You know, or to 4. When I was also joined a group online meeting. So that waking up blink is not just like that. It's through practice, maturity, development, by the mercy and grace of God. There are some things that are working in that you have to be very honest with yourself. You can't work at the alarms. I still use alarm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of the time, especially that, it got to a point that blink 5 a.m. was okay for me. But now I'm having to wake up to 4 to join a group to pray before good morning Jesus. So that one, my body is not yet used to. You don't let me lie to you. Is even my wife's alarm, my wife, because me, I don't like alarm. I'm trying to do it that alarm will not wake me up, but not lie. It's my wife's phone that wakes me up. If that phone is not there, it's very dangerous. The Holy Spirit will supernaturally wake me up, or I'll go late into that 4 o'clock meeting, 4 a.m. meeting, the prayer meeting. So the point I'm trying to make is, we must not deceive ourselves. Where you need alarm as a walking stick, please use it all. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that you will wake up. After a while, your body system now gets used to it. Hebrews chapter 5 tells us, says, through practice, they have exercised their senses to discern between good and evil. It's through practice, through exercise. Exercise will take months. It will take years to be able to do those things where the life of God, the power of the Holy Spirit has moved into your brain, has moved into your neural system, has moved into your digestive system, has moved to your muscular system and the skeletal system. And then your body just, and your senses just wake up. The life of God. It's the life of God, though. It's the mercy and the grace of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that is now working in the brain. Every organ, every member, and making it alert and coordinated with the power of the Holy Spirit in the air. With the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's no more the power of the devil in the air that it is making you snore and sleep and snooze. Do you understand? And the tiredness of the physical body. But now the life of God has entered into those organs. And they are now behaving the way they are supposed to behave. They are waking up by themselves. It takes practice, it takes mercy, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit, it takes exercise and maturity and development. Are we together? So, from what I have said, trust in the mercy and grace of God. Practice. You still have your challenges. Rise up again. Get better. You've mastered the challenges of today. So, you know when you are praying tomorrow, you need to pray for wisdom, you need to pray for strength. That's another way I live. You know, I've learned the challenges of today. So tomorrow, I've learned that I need to pray for wisdom. I need to pray for strength. I need to pray for grace. I need to pray for guidance. You know the things that have been coming against you per day. And so I will also end with this from what you have said. The challenges in Nigeria right now, the solution, see, God is, God is also talking to me, and I want to just encourage you. Some of us are trusting in men. See, God wants us to get to a place where we are trusting in Him alone. All right, listen to me. So, for me, with these challenges of Nigeria, there are some expectations I've had. That, okay, maybe the CBN will do something. Maybe the Naira will fall. Maybe the Naira will rise, rather. Maybe some miracle. Okay, the refinery has started working. Maybe price of petrol will come down. Okay, dollars gone lower. Maybe the price of milk will also go lower. There are some expectations you have. And if you look at it, they're all human expectations because you are just trusting and permutating and doing permutation and combination, you know, and just having probability. But I want you to know something. Begin to put your trust in God more, deeper. Begin to pray for wisdom. This is an opportunity in the seeming challenges. Take these challenges as an opportunity to seek God for wisdom. Don't think, oh, it's just resources I should be seeking God for. It's just finances I must be seeking God for. Oh, it's just miracles I must be seeking God for. No. Yeah, thank God for those. But use it to seek God for the cocoa, the main thing. It's an opportunity for you to seek God for what you would not have sought Him for normally and naturally. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the challenges require supernatural solutions, though. So you must seek for supernatural solutions from God. You must seek for wisdom. It's because of what He said that it came to me. You must begin to seek God for wisdom. Begin to seek God for innovation. Those things that your mouth has not been mentioning. Because, you know, maybe things have been coming to you on a platter of gold. Maybe resources and finances have been coming, even through salary and this. But now, you know that, oh boy, daily as I live, often as I live, my whole life, be expression of your glory and of your goodness. So you know that, man, I need to seek God more. I need to seek Him more for wisdom. The things that I might not have mentioned before, innovation. I need to seek God for creativity. I need to seek God for ingenuity. It's not time to complain. It's time to seek God deeper. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an opportunity for you. You don't look by your left. Don't look by your right. Don't compare yourself with people. Begin to cry out to God for wisdom. It's not just the time to expect for another person. Your brother, everybody's looking for something. Everybody's looking for how they will survive and overcome. So it's an opportunity for you to now start looking within and looking up to your God and looking within with the solution and wisdom that He's going to download into you for your own challenge and for your own solution that will make you a Joseph that will even be able to bless other people. But as long as you feel that it's something I'm waiting on a human being, no. God wants you to move from there to seek Him, the divine being. Do you understand what I'm saying? That He's in control of it. If He wants to use human being, good for you. But sometimes He wants you to even seek Him, even lift up your head and look up to the heavens. And look up to your God. Because it is those that know their God that will be what? Strong and do exploits. He will now teach you what to do, where to go. He will teach you how to say it. He will teach you, you have this gift, and why don't you start doing this? I didn't even think about it. The Holy Spirit will begin to move. This is an opportunity to seek God more. I listen to me. It's an opportunity to seek God more. Two more people. Yes, I have.
Thank you, sir. Praise God. I just want to share just a word that the Holy Spirit taught me some times back. It's about the power of your will. And I remember that time I was having issues with waking up early to pray and being awake during prayers. And then he just started emphasizing this thing. You have a powerful instrument in your hands, your will. I don't know. I'm trusting God to help me to communicate it as I received it. He said, your will is very powerful. If, for instance, let me paint a scenario. You are kneeling by your bed and you want to, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes you want to kneel to pray. But that kneeling, as you are kneeling on your bed like this, and then you do your hand like this, I'm telling you my personal experience. You do your hand like this, and before you know, you're off. But one thing I've noticed, in all honesty, is that the Holy Spirit will always nudge me. Change your posture. Change your posture. Change your posture. And day after day, week after week, I find myself sleeping, doing the place of, I genuinely want to pray. I'm on my knees to pray. But I find myself, I'll not kneel down today. I'll sit down on the bed. And before you sit down on the bed, your back will be aching you because you're not resting your back. The next thing you do, you lay down and you sleep. So what the Holy Spirit was teaching me is that your will is very powerful. Because one thing, if we'll be, just like Pastor Lalu said, exercise our senses to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to everyone. There's a portion of scripture, I think it's Job 32:8 or 8:32, that says there's a spirit in man. It does not say there's a spirit in believers. God speaks to everybody. How much more us who are believers? There's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. So the Holy Spirit always nudges us. He always speaks to us. I'm not perfect yet. I'm still working on it, and God is helping me. But I just felt I should share what has really helped me. When you hear, change your posture. God really helped me today. I need those one beats today during prayer. It was a big testimony. I was very happy. Thank you. I was very happy. You may not understand, but it's something I've been struggling with for days, for weeks, for months. And so when you hear that voice, change your posture. Just change your posture. I don't know if any other person is going through it. Just change your posture. Stand up from your bed. Don't snooze that alarm. And God will continue to help us. Then the second thing, sorry, sir. The second thing is, I once heard someone say, Kosike kere adura. There's no small prayer. So, and I know, I have experienced it many times, and I'm trusting God to help me to practice it the more. For instance, let me give a real life example. I've been having issues coming to fellowship early because of my work. And it's something I'm really praying and trusting God for. So today, I have two bosses. I told God, let this person, one is most powerful. Even if that person goes and the other person has not gone, I can't go. So I said, God, let this person close earlier. And let this person to close early so that I can go. You know, when it happened, it didn't quickly occur to me. Then the Holy Spirit now reminded me of the prayer that I prayed. I was like, oh my God, are you for real? This is something that I've not been able to do for weeks. So I just want to encourage us, just like my brother said, you will face situations, but just talk to God about it. Lord, I need your help in this situation. Pray in the Spirit briefly, and we'll see God move. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like that. Talk to God. You know, start with that. Talk to God about little things. You see, let God be real to you, and you have to give God that opportunity. God wants to be real to you. God is real. The presence of the Holy Spirit, someone said, is even better than, even Jesus says, Jesus has said it, says it's better that I go so that the Holy Spirit can come. Talk to God. Talk to him about little things. Not just about the big challenges. Talk to him about little challenges, you know, and see him move. You know, talk to God, pray to God about, for strength, for praying. I know, like you said, when she was talking about posture, I know the posture that gets me to sleep. I know. If I do it, I'm lying to myself that I will overcome it. Once I get to that posture, I know that I will sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? So be honest with yourself. Very frank with yourself and honest to yourself. You know, the Holy Spirit, and you too, God has given you brain now. You understand? You know, so we can't, many things we know, but we still try and violate and we think that we are Jim. You know, don't worry, it won't happen to me. You know that posture that you need to take to be able to pray. For me to sit down to pray, I know sometimes I have to put a pillow because of my back. Do you understand? Do what you need to do that will get you awake, alert, and active. Don't do what you need to do that will keep you in a snoozing and sleeping situation during prayer. Nobody's going to take that excuse because you are growing up spiritually. You are being dished with this knowledge. So it's going to get to a point where there's no excuse. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you need to learn. I know I'm saying again, of course, God always has mercy, but we need to begin to learn it. You need to begin to try it. When God says, boy, in Tiraka, you know, you're trying, in Tiraka, God will begin to give you more mercy. He begins to give you more wisdom. In fact, when you are praying, you now say, maybe I should even pray about wisdom and strength concerning my prayer life. Who said you can't pray about wisdom and strength concerning your prayer life? When you know that is the cocoa where you'll be able to move to the next level, why not pray about that thing itself? God, concerning my prayer life, my waking up early to pray, this thing that I'm hearing, please give me wisdom, give me strength, give me direction. Let me do the right thing the right time, be at the right place the right time, the right posture. You'll be amazed how God in his mercy will just orchestrate situations, put something in your mind to do that will now be the next thing that you'll be doing on a daily basis. And you say, where has all this thing been all these years? So you need The wisdom. Okay, so there's a contribution from Hannah Ruth. Yes, thank you, Hannah Ruth. People can also contribute online. Thank you. So give us our contribution. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or your brain ability. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. It might look like scripture, but you need to practically do it. God have mercy. God help me. And he shall what? Direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Acknowledge him in all your ways. It says, I believe this is a major key to daily spiritual victory. Acknowledging God every step of the way. No matter how easy, no matter how familiar, no matter how often you've succeeded in a situation, you don't have to wait for isolated moments of prayer. God wants to be a part, I like this, of every second, of every moment of our lives, from as something simple as what to wear for the day, to when more daunting challenges come. Let's give a clap unto the Lord. So you see, make God real. God is interested in every area of your life. Make room for him. What I'm wearing. Don't say, oh, Baba, I'm wearing it. No, just talk to him. Okay, talk to him about it. What you're wearing today, talk about it. Even if you don't hear, but at least you spoke. Do you understand what I'm saying? Lord, have mercy. God, give me wisdom. Do you understand? Tomorrow, even if you didn't hear today, tomorrow, I'm telling you, it will increase. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to, that she made is very clear. Trust in the Lord. We'll end with that. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. From the simple things to the daunting things. From the seemingly unnecessary, mundane things to the heavy spiritual challenges or even physical challenges of the times. You see yourself coasting. You see yourself at rest with peace of mind. Everybody might be complaining about the challenges of Nigeria, but you just see that in your own situation, you're able to meander. God is guiding you, you know, in the midst of it. God is guiding you to your own appointed lot for each day, appointed portion for each day. He will give you your daily bread for each day because you are seeking first his kingdom, and that kingdom is not heaven. You are seeking first that divine relationship, that intimate relationship with him. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Concerning your studies, oh God, have mercy. Concerning this, give me strength. Give me wisdom. You pray in the spirits. Remember, the Holy Spirit brood upon the surface of the earth. You need to engage him, and then you can speak the word. Let's bow our heads as we pray. I want to talk to God personally. God, I've heard your word. Thank you. Now, you can see what it means to even thank God for the challenges. Thank you for the challenges, because I know that I have a God that is greater than these challenges. I have a God that is mightier than these mountains. I've heard your word. I long to seek you early in the day, early in every situation. I've seen your word that we should trust you in all our ways, and we should acknowledge you in all our ways. And you will direct our steps. Nothing is too small to talk to you about. And to make room for you. God, grant me mercy. Grant me grace. To seek you daily. Early. And that early can even be the evening before that morning. No, God sees ahead. And help me to be honest with myself. There are some postures and positions I know that I will slip off on in the place of prayer, in the place of Bible reading. If I need to stand up, give me the strength to stand up, to walk around, and to pray in the Spirit. Grant me grace for daily spiritual victory and rest, for daily growth, and fulfillment of purpose. And I know at the end, you alone will receive the glory in my life. Let's stand up on our feet as we pray together. I want you to put one hand in your heart. Lift one hand up. The hand up says, God, I need your help. The hand on your heart says that you are committed to that help, and it is you that needs that help. Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I confess our sins. In Jesus' name, we have life. Thank you for your word this evening concerning walking in daily spiritual victory. Lord, I look to you for fresh mercy, grace, and help to acknowledge you in all my ways, to trust in you with all my heart, so that you will direct my steps, you will strengthen me, you will grant me wisdom in my heart, strength in my ankles, so that every day of my life, your kingdom will come. Greater victory, growth, intimacy, greater growth in wisdom, in knowledge, in grace, in humility, in character, in power, in dominion, and victory in every area of my life. And I will experience supernatural supply of resources, healing, and health in Jesus' name. I thank you for this. I ask that you please help me daily to seek you, daily to love you, daily to acknowledge you, early in the day and in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just pray in the Spirit. A very, very important aspect of seeking God and acknowledging him is praying in the Spirit. For wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding, for strength, for guidance, for ability, for healing, for deliverance, for appointed, lifting us up from this level, for transformation, for becoming more like you, for getting better in the things of the Spirit each day, and fulfillment of destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We come against every foul spirit of infirmity, wicked spirits in the heavens and the earth. I will overcome to the stand of prayers. We destroy your works. We resist. We bind you. We break your hold and influence. We lose the angels to minister for us every evening, every day, every hour. Divine supply in wisdom, in resources, in ability, in power, in favor to seek God's kingdom and to see his will done. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.